Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference right here on The Fan. And, of course, you know, we listen to him all the time. And Jeff, what'd you get out of that? I wrote down a couple of notes. I'm curious on your thoughts first.
The last thing you said, I think, is interesting, because when he was asked about Dylan Gabriel after the game, maybe moving forward, he said it's not our concern. Today he said it's not our focus.
What does
that mean?
As far
as getting him out on the field and seeing more, the idea is to game plan to beat the Green Bay Packers. I get all that. We all get that. At some point, something's going to give. Isn't it?
It has to. We talked about the numbers yesterday. When you start 0-3, your season is essentially, one team has made it.
It's challenging.
Yeah, one team has made it to the playoffs after starting 0-3 since we turned the calendar over to 20. Right?
The Quinshon Judkins thoughts, we're going to bring Q along. We want him to grow each week, blah, 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 which, and I don't mean blah, blah in a negative way. I get all that. You get all that. He had 10 carries last week. If he's healthy and good to go, 15 plus, and I say that for this reason. Joe Flacco threw the football 45 times in each of the first two games. This team's not going to win with any quarterback throwing the ball 45 times in a game.
They're not. So I agree. I saw that week one.
You've got to run the football. You have to run the football. You have to be committed to running the football, and then you have to do it properly. That's how this team's going to have the best chance to win. Because you have a defense that has been really good so far. But the longer that defense is on the football field, Andy, the more susceptible it's going to be to the other team's offense. So if you can control the ball a little bit, and I do think the team has run the ball okay, I think they can run it even better. I say run it okay because their average against Baltimore was okay. But I
don't think, you think Judkins improved that, though, from week one to week two? They got better because they had Judkins.
A 31-yard run helped the average like crazy.
And also, despite the fact they only had 2 days of practice.
I just think they have to commit to the run. And when the run doesn't work, run again. And set up play action to help Flacco. I mean, your pass protection hasn't been great. Hasn't been awful, but it hasn't been great. Your wide receivers haven't been great. So what can this team do? What do offensive linemen like to do? Run the ball, run block. They can't have 45 pass attempts in a game and expect to win very often.
Hmm. Just trying to think of other things that he talked about this, and that, you know, the unofficial depth chart versus the depth chart that we see.
He's the official depth chart. That was a great line. I liked it.
So what you see is coming from the PR department or the media relations department.
Yeah, which is the case.
Which I don't think most people know, though.
That's the case with most NFL teams.
That they kind of just say, okay, well, you put out there whatever you want to put out there. How's that work, Jeff?
Yeah, here's where we think the guy's going to be, you know. And the PR department puts it out because they put it out before the team practices for the week. You know,
because the league mandates that, or what?
You got to put out your game notes. Everybody gets them out early.
Yeah.
It can get tweaked during the week, but not necessarily.
I don't know. You look at...
What do you think about the comments about DeJuan Jones and Will It Was Hot? Denzel Ward, Will It Was Hot?
I think he was defending his players. What do you think? He wasn't that he wasn't defending. He wasn't throwing his players under the bus.
Nor was he giving you any reason as to why DeJuan Jones and Denzel Ward missed so much time. You know, DeJuan didn't miss that much time, but Denzel was out all game with cramps. I mean, that's not common. How's that?
To miss an entire game because of cramps?
It's not common, is it?
No, most guys either get an IV or they figure out a way to get hydrated enough to get their body back to normal, and then they go back out there. But it doesn't mean they're not going to get cramps again.
Right.
It was not common. I'm almost at the point now where I'm kind of wondering about, you know, I know Kevin's going to stick to his game plan about what he says and what he doesn't say in these press conferences, but he hasn't had a good week. I mean, I'm hearing people that I normally would never hear say anything bad about him are suddenly starting to turn. And that's going to happen when you get, you know, you give up 40 points and you get blown out and it didn't look like it was right. And your defense played well enough to win when you're the number one defense in the NFL. Like, how is that happening?
I think, can I backtrack on something you just said?
Sure.
I think it's, though the numbers tell us this, it's tough to call it the number one defense in the NFL. The yardage number tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, because it's such a small sample size, I think accurately yardage, you're giving up the fewest yards. So that's a big deal. I think it's more fair and safe to say defense has been pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you're number one, you're better than pretty good.
That's my point is, can you be number one after two games?
And give up more than 40 points in a game? Well, your team did. Your team gave up more than 40 points.
There's the catch. There's the catch on that.
I guess it all, I mean, you equal out if you have the most pathetic offense in the NFL and the best statistical defense. That might be better, right? Best statistical defense in the NFL?
Yeah.
That's more fair. I think we found common ground on this.
And you know,
it's like going to arbitration with you. I think we just found our common ground.
DeJuan Jones has caught a lot of grief for coming off the field. He played all but 10 plays.
I don't know how do you fix this? And by the way, what we're listening to with Kevin, like, I've never heard Kevin get ripped as much as he has over the last week.
Week. 3 or 4 days.
And really. I'm just kind of wondering, does Kevin kind of need to change his tune in these press conferences? Maybe give out a little bit more information, or maybe just kind of, I don't, the more he doesn't say, the more tense I think everyone's becoming over the situation. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We'll come back. We'll talk more about what Kevin Stefanski had to say in his daily press conference. Plus, we're hoping for Joe Flacco a little bit later in this hour. Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.3 The Fan. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We just had the chance to listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We've got more coming up throughout the show. We should hear from Joe Flacco maybe about a half hour from now. That's what we're hoping for. We got our fingers crossed on that. Also, we'll hear from Daryl Ryder today. Chris Rose will join us at 1 o'clock. So all these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps. I'm just going back to Kevin right now too, because I mean, Kevin just really doesn't say a whole lot in these press conferences. When he does, we're sitting here trying to figure out, like, you're dissecting his thoughts on Gabriel and how he just changed one or two different words. I mean, that's
he went from it's not our concern in post game to not our focus today. Does that mean anything? Probably not. What it means is Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback. That's all that means.
Is
correct.
Flacco
correct?
Yeah, 100%. Here's what I think. I think most of us look at this and say, if they come out against the Packers and they're down 14-0, they're down 21-0, 21-3, fans are going to be like, enough, uncle. Like, let's go to the bullpen. Let's see what you've got. You're staring down 0-3, which is a horrible place to be in the NFL. Don't want to be 0-3. And they've got a tough task this week with the Packers.
There's no reason to play a 40-year-old quarterback if you're 0-4, 0-5. There's just really no reason to do it.
There isn't. I agree. And by the way, you know I like Joe Flacco.
You rent him the back room of the house.
I was borderline wacko for Flacco there for a while. But it's not so much that I'm crazy. I was crazy about the attitude the team had when he was here last time and how it appeared that things had changed and gotten better. And that for the first time, there was a culture in that locker room that believed that they could win.
He was great. He was great when he was here before. You know, the playoff game stunk, but the regular season, he was great when he was here. I get it. It just, I don't think Joe is what this team, where it is in its development, and it is developing. Take a look at all the rookies who are playing. I don't know that that's exactly what they need right now. But I also don't know that playing a rookie quarterback is what it needs right now. You know, what it screams is they needed a younger guy who might have a little upside, who could be your starting quarterback and can move a little bit better. I'm not going to say Kenny Pickett. I'm going to say anybody else.
Yeah. I don't have an answer on the quarterback thing right now. I don't. And if they go 0-3.
You know what the answer is?
Next year, the draft. I don't want to go down that road.
And then you know what the other answer is?
What?
Deshaun Watson when he's ready.
I wonder if fans are buying into the fact that we might see Deshaun again. Because it was a hard no for everybody that we had talked to. When I was sitting here in June saying to you, hey, guys, don't forget about Deshaun Watson. He might be on the radar. And people are like, he's never playing for the Browns again. You still feel that same way? You really think they're going to leave Deshaun on the shelf if they're 0-3, 0-4, and they don't think Gabriel or Sanders is ready to play? And he is? Joe will end up, they'll end up releasing Joe, and they'll put Deshaun back on the roster.
You know, Andy, and I've talked about Pickett a lot. It's not Kenny Pickett, the player.
Mm-hmm.
It's a player who was highly thought of, who has played a little bit in the league and has had limited success, but some success. And can you find a guy and maybe help him resurrect his career? You know, for instance, Carson Wentz is in Minnesota. He's going to start this week. Carson Wentz could have been the guy instead of Kenny Pickett.
True.
You know, a guy in his 20s or early 30s who actually might be able to give you a little bit of a different look. And Joe just isn't mobile enough to pull off what Kevin Stefanski wants to do in this offense. I'd almost say it's detrimental to the rest of the offense because it's not the kind of offense that Kevin plays. But his options are two rookie quarterbacks who they obviously think aren't ready to play. So that's why a guy like Pickett made sense. A guy like Wentz made sense. Maybe a guy like Kirk Cousins would have made more sense, except the price tag. Joe's just not mobile enough to pull off what it is they seemingly want to do on offense. And that's not his fault. Andy, the guy can still throw.
I know.
And he threw 45 passes in each of the first two games. They're not helping him any.
I don't know where to go after this week if they don't win. And I mean, does anyone have any hope they're winning this week? I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I'm borderline. Like, I think this is the week that they probably do win because no one's expecting them to win, and they're back home.
Their defense is going to give them a chance to win a football game every time they go out to play.
But the defense is going to have to score points.
Not necessarily.
That's the way it feels when you watch this team.
Well, I would like to introduce you to Jordan Love, who has never seen a fly route he doesn't want to throw.
So you think the Browns have a chance this week?
100% yes. I would not be floored if the Browns beat the Packers this week. If you take Josh Jacobs away from that offense and force Jordan Love to fling it all over the place, you might get yourself in some level of trouble. Not having Zach Tom is a big deal, too, for the Packers, their right tackle. It's the defensive side of it. This could be a total ugly slugfest. And if you take away the run game from the Packers and dare Jordan Love to throw it, he'll throw it to you. He really will. The guy is such a roller coaster ride. He's such a high variance quarterback that, yeah, it would not shock me if the defense won this game for the Browns. 100%.
They need to win.
I agree.
History tells you if you want to have any hope for the rest of the season, they have to win this week. History will tell you that. And I'm not walking away from history on this. 2018 Texans are the only team to make it in the century. 81 Jets, 82 Bucks, 92 Chargers, 95 Lions, 98 Bills, and 18 Texans.
Andy.
They're the only six teams that have ever come back in the Super Bowl era to make the playoffs.
I say this as your friend.
Yes. Stop looking at that stat.
I think it's cute that you're thinking playoffs.
Well, it's not playoffs. It's season over. That's the problem. To me, it's season over. Like, why are we playing? We're playing for the draft pick, and now we're looking to see, how can they lose?
I can't stand
being that fan.
This team is clearly rebuilding. Nobody wants to say that. Nobody in Berea wants to say that. The team is clearly rebuilding.
If Kevin came
that's
out and
okay,
said that, if Kevin
would
have come out today and said, you know what, guys, let's all just pump the brakes. We're rebuilding. Whatever happens this year, we're gonna say, okay, if we win, that's awesome, and that's where we want to go. Right? If we win, it's gravy. It's gravy. Because right now we're trying to take what seems like a pretty talented rookie class, even though I say that with two draft picks that may not even see the field, that we're trying to grow this thing. How many 40 plus points can another team put on the board where your team can't get to 20? Can a coach survive? Like, I don't like the instability of thinking, here we go again. They should be looking for a new coach. I hate that. These are things I just can't stand. Instability and the thought of having to go through rebuild after rebuild. I mean, yes, I know we're in a rebuild. I get it. I understand it. You're right. I don't want to believe it, but you're right.
We all hate to say it. You're starting rookies all over the place. You're starting two rookies in the middle of your defense. You're starting two rookies, or you're playing two rookies in your backfield. You're playing a rookie at tight end. You're playing young guys at wide receiver. You're playing a developmental left tackle. I mean, you're rebuilding. That's okay. I mean, that truly, that's okay. Hmm. The whole thing was set back by the Deshaun contract and then Deshaun not playing the way he was supposed to. They're trying to win some games while rebuilding. I get it. You know what?
I would love to turn the page on the Deshaun Watson trade. We're not.
We can't. He's here.
I know.
He's got two more years. This year and next.
David's in a car. Hey, David.
What's going on, fella?
Hi, David.
Hey, man. What are you doing?
So I just, I keep thinking about the idea of with this Myles Garrett re-signing, like what, obviously somebody told him something that perked his interest in staying with us for more than just the money if he indeed wanted to win.
I believe you, and, David. I believe that there's something more than money. Now, most people will look at you and me and go, dude, straight money. That's the only reason he's back. I believe you, David.
I think he's going to be paid very well, and I think with endorsements and things like that, I don't believe that it was Joe Flacco. I don't believe that it was the guys that we drafted. But just looking at where we're at right now, I really feel like the table is set. We've got two rookies that Stefanski can lean on and say, if we have a bad season, it's because we're trying to develop these guys. But if we have a bad season, we're also in the driver's seat for a guy that can definitely run the offense that Stefanski wants to run, drafting him next year. That would be a name that if I'm Myles Garrett, I would be on board for sticking around with. So, unfortunately, I feel like it's going to be a down year by design because the guy that may be best suited to run our offense is playing in Texas right now.
In Texas? Arch?
Arch Manning.
All right. Thanks, David. And
David, go look at Lenora Sellers' video.
I'm also not. I'm not totally on the Arch Manning. I think he needs. I think that the people around here are telling him he needs another year. Now that could all change within 2 or 3 weeks.
The quarterback,
he needs another year.
The quarterback best suited to run this offense this year right now is the backup in Las Vegas.
I think you got to turn the page on that too. He's not here.
But when they got rid of him,
and Kenny Pickett's not walking through that door.
When they had the second first round pick for next year, and then got rid of Pickett, it just screams, we're taking a quarterback next year and we're rebuilding. Maybe Pickett gave them a better chance to win, and that's why he's not here. Can we all think about that?
I
don't know that that's true. But I don't think that thought can be dismissed because
I just want to make sure, clarify, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Say what you just said again.
He might have given this team the best chance to win. Might have. I don't know.
And they knew that?
Maybe.
And that's why they said, see you later.
They traded to get a second first-round pick for next year in a quarterback-heavy draft. And then kept a 40-year-old quarterback, a quarterback drafted in the third round, and a quarterback drafted in the fifth, and got rid of a guy who actually has a winning record as a starting quarterback in the NFL for whatever that's worth and was a former first-round pick and is clearly a reclamation project, but has the mobility to run Kevin's offense better than Joe Flacco and knows more about running an NFL offense than two rookies. And they get rid of him.
Jeff Wright, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Joe Flacco, we're hoping to hear from him shortly. Baskin and Phelps,
92.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
2-3 the fan. Basket of Phelps, 92-3 the fan. Joe Flacco's press conference. We're hoping to have him speaking here in the next 10 minutes. We're assuming he's speaking today. He normally does. So hang tight. We'll hear what he has to say as they get ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. That is coming up Sunday at, is that 1 o'clock kick?
Is it ever?
I get confused. Oh,
1 o'clock,
I'm sorry.
Baby.
1 o'clock kickoff. And, of course, you can listen
to
that
Browns,
game.
The Browns, 1 o'clock.
Right here on the Browns Radio Network. Don't be confused. Odds are game is at 1 unless they're in London or out of the time zone. Right? Fair?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock kick. We are your 1 o'clock team.
1 o'clock.
So that press conference is coming up. Jeff and I have talked about a number of things here this morning, and they all kind of circle back to the quarterback and what are we doing with this thing. And I sit here and wallow in the thought of being 0-3 to start the season, although Dan gave me some optimism for this week. Being a Packer fan, I hope he's not just trying to make you happy and hear what the audience wants to hear. I know, because sometimes he does that.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
When have I done that?
All the time. I've heard you do that.
That's not Dan.
Sure is. You just
honestly, the Browns could beat the Packers this week, and I would not be floored. If you take Josh Jacobs away and make Jordan Love try to beat you with his arm, Jordan Love will make mistakes. And if you catch those mistakes, you set your offense up in a really nice place.
All right, let's take some phone calls here before we get to this press conference, because I know you want to chime in. Cole is in Fairlawn. Hi, Cole.
What's up, Cole?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the Joe Flacco situation. I've been listening for the last week or so, and we've been talking about Joe Flacco a lot and, whether or not he's who the Browns need. But like you guys have been saying, he's been throwing 45 passes a game. We have no run game established. If we look back at what he did with the Ravens, I mean, he was a wonderful player for the Ravens. I know he's a bit older now, but, tell me, if he wasn't throwing 45 passes a game, we could establish a run game. Do you think that there's a chance that Joe Flacco would be doing better?
Sure.
Yeah, I also think that if we kick one field goal in game number one, no one's complaining or mad because we're one and one. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. 110%. And also, I wanted to ask, I thought Ford had a good game last week, and now he's not starting.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, he said in the press conference today, that's not, that's Peter John Baptiste. I guess that's who's talking. I'm assuming that's who. He could have been looking at Murph. I don't know. One of the guys on the media relations staff that puts out a depth chart. He said, I have the official depth chart. Those guys just kind of put that out there for you. So,
right.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't really matter if you start. I mean, I'd rather have 20 carries and not start than start and have 5 carries or 6 carries. So,
right. No, that totally makes sense. But, yeah, no, that's all I wanted to ask is, I don't think that, our other quarterbacks on the depth chart are, as experienced as Joe. But, I mean, I think Pickett definitely could pick up. And
Pickett's not here anymore. He's in Vegas.
I would love to see him start.
Yeah, Pickett's in Vegas now. He doesn't play for us anymore. They traded.
They traded Pickett away. Yeah. Am I thinking of?
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You and Jeff can hang out in the same bars. You're all good. Thank you, Cole. Appreciate you. took the time to make. You got a little stage fright there, I think.
I haven't hung out in bars in a long time.
It's all right. Well, near a bar.
When How's I did, that I watched people drink.
Paul is in Cleveland. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah,
hello,
Paul.
I agree with Jeff. I know it doesn't happen often sometimes, but
thanks,
with
Paul.
The...
That makes two of us.
Yeah, with them, like, probably not winning this year. Obviously, they traded that to get that second first-round pick to draft a quarterback next year. And I know, like, when if you look at all 31 teams, I think 25 or 26 of them have, like, drafted a quarterback or are starting a quarterback that has been drafted in the first round somewhere. So, like, in these 25 or however many years the Browns have been back, I mean, yeah, we got Baker high. We've gotten other guys in the first round, but we always try to, I feel like, be the smartest guy in the room. And yeah, I want to see what Gabriel has or Sanders, but I mean, they're more than likely, they're developmental. They're probably going to be the backup next year. And if we draft somebody in the first round, like we should, then that's what we need to do. I mean, I just feel like we always try to see if we have something out of nothing in these later rounds. And long-term, that's not going to work if we want to try to establish something.
Paul, thank you. Appreciate it. I also think that the issue there, too, is that you get one regime that wants to pick a quarterback and feels like that regime is the go-to, right? I mean, Dorsey thought that Baker Mayfield was the man, and Dorsey's gone. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he's the man, but he's floating on an island by himself without a rescue boat. Gilligan.
Can I throw this at you?
Yes, Gilligan. Or are you the skipper or the professor? Or Marianne.
Because of
Ginger.
What they have.
Kidding me, it's Jeff. He wants to be the millionaire.
Oh, that's true.
Bingo. Because of what they have for next year's draft.
Mr. Magoo?
I'm on my way.
Thank you.
Because of what they have in next year's draft, does it even matter who's playing quarterback this year?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because
tell me why. Seriously, tell me why.
I'm telling you why. Because there are, what do we say, 16, 17 quarterbacks in the AFC North. You need to have someone who can step on the field and be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So even if they draft someone with the first over, say they have the first overall pick and they take Nussmeier or whoever you want them to take. I don't care. They take him, and now they
right,
bring
right
him
now
in.
Right now it's Lenora Sellers.
Okay, so it's Sellers for you. It's probably it's Manning for someone else. It's someone else for someone else.
But, I said right now the keywords for me.
Yeah. So you've got one quarterback. You better make sure you've got someone else that can go out there and take snaps, that can win you games. It's not just a matter of having someone that can hold the clipboard and, you know, be the most popular guy in town because he's not playing. It's someone that needs to be able to step on the – ask Cincinnati. You better have a quarterback that can step out on the field and play now, right now. And they can't afford to – I mean, it's already bad enough now. Gabriel or Sanders or both of them need to be on the roster next year. They do. I'm so scared of having a quarterback because you've got to because one, you wasted this draft. If you don't at least walk away with one quarterback from this draft.
I agree with you. I was looking for your answer.
Okay.
I would think one of them needs to be on the team next year. Maybe two.
I could see
maybe
both
two.
Of them being there. But yeah, I also
maybe.
Think... Someone might make a play for Sanders because they want to sell jerseys and they might want to give him a chance.
Andy, they make so much money, man. Selling one player's jerseys isn't going to make that much more money for them.
Can I get a phone call here? Anyone? 216-474-0092. Who has too much money? Who just doesn't? It just says, I have too much money and I don't want to make any more money. Let me know. I'll wait for the phone lines to go dead. Show me somebody that doesn't want more money.
If you've got a million, do you actually need to go out and in
yes.
in percentage-wise make 5,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You got to pay tax on some of that, don't you?
Okay.
Let the 5,000 cover the tax. If you were walking down the street with Bill Gates and we'll say Tim Cook to keep it a little bit more modern, and $5 was laying on the ground, those two would throw you out of the way in a minute to grab the $5 off the ground.
I found a dollar on the ground the other day at a high school football game. Nobody was around. It was mine.
What if there was a kid that turned around and did a double take?
I looked around.
I hope for your sake that dollar bill didn't change someone's life. Did you give the dollar bill to charity? Did you throw it in the plate?
Yes, I did. I gave it to the state of Ohio, who told me I'm not a winner with my rolling five.
Josh is in Canfield. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks. There's one.
Here's my take for the Browns this year. I think we need to trade Garrett. We need to trade Ward. We need to get some more draft picks because Garrett's not happy and Ward is great, but he's hurt a lot. And there's a lot of great young talent in this draft. I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk it over.
I'm just curious. How do you know he's not happy?
You can tell by his demeanor in the press conferences when he talks. He just sounds like, you know, I signed this, you know, this contract here, but it sure would be great to go someplace where I could win.
I don't know, man. When he cashes that check, I don't think he cares about wins and losses, going to be honest with you. I wouldn't if I were him, but thank you. Appreciate it. He didn't have to sign here. Remember, he made a big deal about it. Does anyone remember the tour he did during the Super Bowl where he said, I'm out?
Yes.
I'll be honest. He's been the only reason to kind of watch this year. He's been outstanding.
No, he's not.
I mean, the defense is the process. Oh, man. He's been incredible. He really has.
He's played very well.
He's played amazing. And again,
the defense has been enjoyable.
Two really good quarterbacks, too. Yes.
Defense has been fun to watch, man.
Oh, man. It's not even noon, and I'm already signed. Ron is in Cleveland. Hey, Ron. Well, quickly. Yeah. Go ahead,
okay,
Ron.
I'll just make a quick point.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Ron.
Here's my point. Everybody's missing the point. They don't know how to analyze players and then draft properly. They should get rid of anyone who's analyzing the players. And you don't have to have a first-round pick to get a good quarterback. What about Tom Brady? What about Brock Purdy? Pat Mahomes wasn't drafted at the top either. They just don't know how to analyze
players. They did trade
up
to get Mahomes.
Okay, they did. But let's face it, they've made a lot of bonehead decisions about drafting players. What about the speed demon they drafted a few years ago, and he turned out to be a complete bust? I can't remember his name. The
Anthony
receiver.
Schwartz.
Yes. All right, Ron. Anthony. Thank you, Ron. Sorry.
May the Schwartz be with you.
How many first-round draft picks are there?
Can't argue with you, Ron.
How many first-round starting draft?
Can't argue with you,
Ron. The majority of the league? Yeah. Okay. Let's come back. We should have a press conference here from Joe Flacco very, very shortly, so we're hoping to have that for you, and we will do that as quickly as we can, as soon as he steps up to the mic. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.